Okay, so we continue in Shara Ava and Orcha Sadikim. I'm learning today Shbiyas Chosi Lenishmas Adir Chaver, who always loved Martin Luther King Day, Chaim Elizabeth Ben Shem Shenarieh, and it should also be a schos for an Ilan Neshama for Rabbi Yaakov Yosef and Chaim Menachem Ben Sion, who I presume also probably liked Martin Luther King Day. I don't know, Dave, you'll let us know. It should also be a schos for Fur Shleim of Chaim Dei Ben Menorachal, Chanalei Ben Shei Dorachal, and Avadati Ben Perel, and a schos for all those in Eretz Yisrael who have no idea what Martin Luther King Day is. So, we continue in Shaar Ava, and he says like this: "V'zeh klal." He was talking about someone who is eating, and what the kavanah should be when you're eating, when you're doing really anything. We said that the kavanah could be proper; it could be dedicated to Hashem, and it could also be focused internally. Being having intimacy, I'm eating and drinking, I'm buying a house, everything that I do could be for myself. Or again, it could be the Shem Shemayim. See, so it's like this. This is the general rule that you should always keep in mind. Al yimali adam kol tavasa me'achidushdia. Don't try to satisfy all your desires from food. Ach gufay. You should basically have in mind, I'm eating and drinking in order to keep a healthy body. The yimshach yadav and refrain from extra food. And a person shouldn't say, "I live to eat. That's my goal. I love eating, and that's my whole life is focused around eating. And I love going to restaurants and eating delicacies and fine foods. That shouldn't be the focus of a person's life." The Chacham said, "I'm going to eat in order to live." But the fool says the opposite. I'll live to eat. That the tzaddik eats just to satisfy his desire, meaning he has a need for calories, so he eats. But the stomach of the rasha is always wanting more, no matter how much they eat. And he says, this is a similar idea. It's not just with food. When I know you say isha, yachshav l'shem shemayim. When a person gets married, he should also have heaven in mind. Shekayim peri v'rivya, that he's not being intimate because he wants to satisfy a need. But rather, he's doing it to be mekayim the mitzvah of fruit. And why do you want to have children? Because you want to bring up children to serve Hashem. You should think, or he should say, again, a l'shem shemayim idea, but I have a need. I have certain urges as a man. And in order to weaken and sort of address the Yetzer Hara, right, we have a concept of pas pesaloi. That when a person understands that he has the ability to fulfill a need, it becomes easier to overcome the Yetzer Hara. So then that should be your intent. Your intent should be that I'm at least having pas pesaloi to be able to remove that type of, for example, when you go away, so you have less of an urge to fool around because you say to yourself, I have pas pesaloi, and so mirtzah Hashem, I have something waiting for me at all. So again, you shouldn't be tempted by other women. Or, and I remember one of my Rosh Yeshiva telling me this, my Chassan Shmuz, that really a very high level of kavana that a person should have by intimacy is that I'm doing it because my wife desires me and it's in order to please your wife. He said that was a very high level. Should not be focused in water, should be focused on her, taking care of her needs. So that she shouldn't look for it elsewhere. Now, again, the man, there's a difference between a man and a woman, and I don't want to play psychiatry here, but I just have heard about this recently, that the man looks elsewhere because he has a physical urge that he wants to satisfy. Once he gets that, so to speak, to be blunt about it, he rolls over and goes about his day. But a woman seeks more of an intellectual and emotional connection. She wants someone that she could talk to and someone that she could have a relationship with, and it's not simply a physical desire. So the man has to make sure that I'm there for my wife, and that's why the Stipler talks about chibuk v'nishuk, sort of foreplay, what we call, being something, I think the Stipler says something like 15, 17 minutes, of foreplay. You wonder, right, how did the Stipler know about foreplay? But the Chaira, this is, everything is contained in Torah. And he understood that you can't just, it's not just a wham bam, thank you, ma'am, but rather it has to be something a little bit more appropriate for the situation. Are you having lavrei or he's doing it for the health of his body? Right? You have a need to expel the zera, and you're doing it in a healthy way. But if someone again is going to increase it more than necessary, he's going to get sick. As the Gemara tells us that someone who's marbe in tashmish, he gets old, his hair falls out, and he gets weak. Someone who walks in this path, then he's always serving Hashem. And even when you're in business, or even when you're intimate, but they bakol. Since his intention is just to fulfill his needs, why? Why do I'm fulfilling my needs? Because I want to be healthy so I can daven and learn and do mitzvahs. And even while you're sleeping in Yashem, you're doing it so that you could rest yourself. I don't want to get sick. I can't serve Hashem properly when I'm sick. But then it comes out even your sleep is considered avodas Hashem. So it comes out when we say, how could a person utilize his whole day and it be considered avodas Hashem when we go to work, when we go to sleep, when we eat? The answer is, what's on your mind when you do these things? If what's on your mind is I'm doing it because I enjoy it and I want it for myself and I have a urge to do it, so that's one thing. I'm not saying not to do it, but that's one level. But if you say, I'm doing it because even you do something like you go to a amusement park with your kids, but I'm doing it because my kids need an outlet and I need an outlet and it's a good break and it will ultimately allow me to do Avodas Hashem when I come back. So then even going to an amusement park itself could be considered Avodas Hashem, and you get credit for the whole day. Even things like sleeping and eating, you can get credit as a mitzvah. He says it comes out, your sleep itself is Avodas Hashem. Regarding this, the Chazal commanded us when they said, everything you do should be for the sake of Shemayim. That you should know Hashem in all your ways, and Hashem will direct your path, which means no matter what you're doing, you should invite in Hashem. You should have in mind that this should help me in my avodas Hashem. Now, not only when you're doing things like eating menial tasks, like eating, sleeping, going for a walk, but it also will help you not to do things wrong. Because if you're constantly thinking of Hashem, then also it will say it's something that's going to help me in my avodas Hashem. It won't. So, therefore, I probably should stop doing it.